Second pack of Shavuos, third Mishnah. We're talking about when a person brings the korban for being tamei in the Beis Hamikdash. Nitma Bazar, he was in the Beis Hamikdash and became tamei. But now he wasn't aware that it was tamei. Bazar Chas Hamikdash, he was aware that he's in the Beis Hamikdash. And now he was not aware that he's in the Beis Hamikdash. So Chas Hatamei, he knew he was tamei. Or Nelam Menazelizeh, or he was not aware of both of them. All these cases. If he bowed down or he stayed the amount of time it takes to bow down, if he could have left Azara quickly on a straight path and he took a longer path, then he had to bring this korban, because once a person knows he's tummy, he has to go straight out. Yeah. So whether he's mishtachava, so once again, if he was tummy and he stayed there either to be mishtachava, which he shouldn't have been doing, or the amount of time it takes to mishtachava, or he ran out right away, but he took a longer path, then he has to bring a korban. He immediately ran out the short path, then he's potter. He doesn't have to bring a korban because he was nenas. Zui mitzvah says he should make the shein chayovim aleh. This is the case of mitzvahs that say to leave machane when he's tamei. That maisa ein chayovim aleh. The Gemara says that ein chayovim means that if the bezin paskind wrong on this issue, they don't have to bring the par that the bezin generally brings. Why? Because there has to be something. The reason why the bezin does not bring this korban, because they bring the par only when they made a shaking on something that we have to bring a korban chatas that has a fixed price. Thomas Mikdash Vigodoshev, that the type of korban changes whether a person can afford it or not, and that's called the oil of yoyed, which there that has that korban, if the bezin paskin wrong on that, they will not have to bring this special par korban.